You are listening to San Juan Now, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to San Juan Now. I'm your co-host, Ben Nielsen.
And I'm your other co-host, Elaine Gisler. Today, we're pleased to have Jordan Leonard with us. And Jordan is the program coordinator at the Eastern Region of Utah State University Extension for the Rural Online Initiative. And we're happy to talk to Jordan today and thrilled that you are here to give an overview of this amazing program that is an opportunity for so many people.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
Thanks, Jordan. Yeah, we're looking forward to what you have to share with us about your program. To start off, will you explain a little bit to us about the Rural Online Initiative and what it is?
Sure. So the Rural Online Initiative is a focus for rural communities to find economic opportunities. Our mission and our vision, we're looking to educate and help provide experiences for locals to improve themselves. We love to connect people to modern employment opportunities, and we develop innovative solutions for communities' needs. In rural Utah, there are only so many economic opportunities, and our program opens the door to people that have skill sets that are looking to generate income. So we help tap them into education and then other resources to help them gain employment. Our vision is, it's kind of twofold. Our goal is to help improve the overall income of each resident in our rural communities. And then there's the education side. Our goal is to help connect our students with high-paying jobs as well as freelance jobs and entrepreneurship. So we have three different tracks that we take our students through, and depending on their skill set, their interest, and things like that. We coach, we mentor. At the end of the class, we have a personal visit with each of our students to talk about their goals. What skill sets do they have? What opportunities have or experiences they've had in the past? And so we try to really dig deep, connect, and give them opportunities that they didn't even think possible. So the Rural Online Initiative is a fantastic program to open the eyes to the global economy and what's out there. And we have had some fantastic success stories. Anything you can do from a computer, you can do online and make money for it. Virtual assisting, healthcare, e-commerce. So we really try and help our students understand the global economy through e-commerce, entrepreneurship, and freelance work. Our goal is to help connect them with their skill sets and visit with them on what could help them become successful.
Well, this is great, Jordan. Can you tell us what success stories have you had from the program?
Love this question. A couple that come to mind. We had a gentleman that he had a little trouble with the law. He was able to take our class. We went through the class. We visited with him. He was discouraged about, hey, you know, I've cleaned up my life. There's a couple things on my record. And as we went through the class, he gained some confidence. We talked about his skills. He loved technology. He loved technology. He loved troubleshooting. He loved everything about, he just had a lot of experience with computer type work. We were able to communicate with him and communicate with some employers. He was able to find a full-time position as he would troubleshoot for computer programs. And a lot of that work, if you do it from home, sometimes these companies will say, hey, we're okay not to do a background check. We trust you to do a job and on site. So that is one with you know, people that struggle or have had a background. Remote work is a possibility for people that may have something on their record or background checks, things like that. The other ones, we have a lot of stay-at-home moms that take our class. They're educated. They just want to stay home with the kids, but they need a little bit of extra income to get through. We've had a couple stay-at-home moms work for companies like Health Equity, where they can do customer service. We also have virtual assisting, like I mentioned a little earlier. We have a lot of our students that go into doing bookkeeping for small business. We've had one of our students get hired from a company in New York City to do e-commerce and management of emails, e-commerce for the business. And so it opens up a wide variety of opportunities for our students. So those are just a couple examples. There are a lot of jobs in healthcare, whether it's medical coding or just medical questions that can be done over the phone. But really anything that you can do on the computer or in an office job, you can do online. So in San Juan County, we have had 17 of our students participate and find employment. So we take pride in it, and I take pride in every success story that we have in every county that I represent. And I put it on my little board here, and we know them personally, and that's the great part. They're not just a number, but it is exciting to see it does change lives. It changes communities. People, if they have a little more extra income, it improves their morale and their way of life. So I'm excited to be a part of this program.
I think the fact that you could take someone who might have had, something happen back in their life, and now all of a sudden they've got an opportunity to really do something different and good and change their lives, that is remarkable. And I think this program, it really gives those individuals another opportunity and chance at life. So that's great news.
I agree. Yeah, that's really hopeful for a lot of people. And I think of a lot of people in our county who would benefit from what you've been saying. So you also have this Master Remote Work Professional class. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, and this is where the rubber meets the road. So we teach a one-month course. We meet on Zoom on Thursdays throughout the month of the class. We meet for 1 hour, and we talk about, we take our students through 9 modules, and we do those modules on Canvas. That's an education platform where people can do their work from home, from a library, wherever they'd like, wherever they have connectivity. They can take our class and graduate. We don't meet in person. We do everything online, which helps our students understand the online tools, the online keys. So we meet 4 times a month on every Thursday of that month for 1 hour. They can meet at either 1 o'clock or 6 o'clock, depending on their schedule in life, their work schedule and family schedule and other things. We teach that same class twice during that day. So we take everyone through the modules, we meet once a week, and then we collaborate on Slack. So we visit with our students with Slack and other communication tools, but we use Slack for the most part to communicate. So we can talk in between class to our students, and if they have questions, we're able to guide them through. Other things that we do throughout the month, we have mentoring meetings and other workshops. We have businesses come and talk to our students about employment opportunities. And then we have a professional development meeting that they can come to if they would like. These are optional. We talk about personal development. We talk about professional development, resumes, a lot of different things we teach throughout that month. But it's nice. It's not easy. That you have to go through the modules. We have assignments. We have, there's assignments to be handed in. There's quizzes. It's all good learning. It's not that hard. It takes a little time. And so, yeah, we're excited for it. We love our students that come through, and they come out with the certificate. At the end of the month, they get a certificate that they can use for their resume, portfolio. And a lot of our employers that look at us see that remote work certificate and feel trust that they can trust them from work from home. So it's a really good, really good class. I hope that helps explain it a little better.
It does. And I have to say, I took the class because I really wanted to see what it was all about. I was working my full-time job and squeezing that in the evening. And I had an opportunity to meet some other individuals from different other states. We were in a group, and it was, I have to say it was really wonderful. What you learn and then ending up with the certificate. And I have to say it isn't easy, as you indicated, but I think it is well worth taking the time to take this class and learn as much as you can. And then if you like, you can secure a remote job, which I think gives so many people an opportunity today that they didn't have, you know, several years ago. So this is great. So, Jordan, I know that we've got initiatives and the mission statement and the vision statement. Has anything in those two, as you have been going through this the last couple of years with this program and you are looking forward, is there anything in the mission and vision that might change or might be different as you start moving this through this the next few years?
Yeah, good question, Elaine. And just to state on the record, Elaine was one of our rock stars in our class. So she was fantastic. And it is, you get to meet people from other states, people from around the state. It's a good networking opportunity as well for jobs. And I like this question. Moving forward, we always have to be innovative. We need to stick to our core. So that's empowering families, providing education, job creation. Another thing that we really focus on is retaining talent. A lot of people love living in rural Utah. I live in rural Utah. I want to stay here forever. But we need to have opportunities so we can stay. So this allows retention of our locals to potentially find a remote job, spend the money locally, and it really improves our economy and viability of our communities. So moving forward, remote work is here to stay. Some people aren't too excited about remote work because it is a double-edged sword, but it provides opportunities. And the reason I say double-edged sword is people can move and live anywhere. We have a lot of, we call them lone eagles, that are moving into our community and they're contributing to our community and they're being a part of our local volunteers. And so we will see an influx in rural Utah because of remote work. We live in beautiful communities that people love to recreate in, and people kind of want to live where they can recreate. So there are some challenges that come around that with housing and different things. But moving forward with our program, I think if we stick to our core values, one of the things that we are looking at is there's companies that potentially need training for their employees that maybe we can connect with. We've also looking more into maybe a sales program where we can teach people how to become a tech sales type person. So there's different classes that we're looking to teach, one on e-commerce, technical sales, and there are some others that we're looking at, but we need to continue to be innovative. But yeah, technical sales and e-commerce will kind of move into those as the economy changes a little bit as well.
Sounds great. We've talked a little about some of the success stories and some of the things that the Rural Online Initiative does. Is there anything that we haven't captured as far as the objectives of the Rural Online Initiative?
Yeah, I think we covered the objectives, and I really want to stress to our local leaders, our commissioners, our economic development folks like yourself, that it is a piece of the economic pie, I guess. There's industries that we have in our community, but we need to allow this opportunity to be a part of our economic charge. And I think just the support from local leaders is very important as we move forward in our core values, as well as our mission and vision, is having good partnerships. Having a good partnership with those communities is key for our success. So yeah, that would be one thing that I didn't touch on, but yeah, thanks for asking.
And Jordan, if people are interested in signing up for the course, how would they reach, you know, you or reach that information? Where would they go?
Yes, I can give you my website, our website, as well as my phone number, and you're more than welcome to reach out. So our website is remoteworkcertificate.com. You can look and see what we do. There are other really good resources on there. And then you can sign up for any one of our classes that we offer. And that is the Rural Online Initiative, remoteworkcertificate.com. My phone number, if you want to reach out, if you want to text me or call me, it's 435-749-9069. I'm willing to talk to you about your skills. If you feel like the class could benefit you, I'd be more than happy to visit.
Jordan, I wanted to ask, is there a cost or a fee to obtain your certificate?
Yes. Our next class will start in August, and those fees are $40, and that will take you through our one-month class. That pays for your certificate, all the applications that you'll need for the class, Canvas, and all the other things that come along with it. So it is a $40 class for the month, and that allows you to go through and get your certificate and work through the university. So,
Jordan, as a follow-up, what are some of the expected positive impacts from this program, especially, I would say, here in San Juan County, because of the, the largest county, we've got definitely have some challenges. And I think remote work for our residents could be a real possibility for extra income. So I'm wondering, what your thoughts are on how it could positively impact residents here in San Juan County.
I think there are a couple things that we've seen throughout the program. One of them is confidence in themselves. I think each of us, if we have confidence in, some people are like, oh, technology, computer. I think we all feel inadequate at times, but as we take them through the course and give them confidence in using different applications to communicate or Google Docs or Google products, as well as Trello, other management programs like Trello. And I don't want people to get nervous on this podcast that I'm talking about all these apps, so I've got to learn all of these. We take you through them very slow, but as they learn these communication apps and project management tools and saying, hey, I can do good on Zoom and I can share my screen and I can do reactions. I think the big key is building confidence. I think all of us, the sky's the limit if we have confidence. So building confidence in their skills, building confidence that they are good enough to find employment and that their skills are good enough, that there's employers looking for their skills. So those are two of the, more soft skill type things that we teach. But we really do get to open up the global economy to our rural communities, where some people think of remote work and they're like, they kind of know what it is, but it really opens up their eyes to the opportunities that our fiber internet and hopefully our, and I think our rural communities are getting more connected with internet, whether that's fiber or not, but the connectivity is starting to get better throughout our state. And hopefully it's continuing to develop in Grand and San Juan counties. And so I think the confidence, the education, and learning the tools that it takes to be successful, really, my opinion is the better we are as a rural community, the more we learn new things and the more we get confidence, I think people are willing to do hard things for their community and maybe start up a new business or maybe take a chance on a remote job that builds community. So I think it just grows community, and I've felt that and seen that as the program's going on.
I know you mentioned it could be frightening to learn about new apps, and I have to tell you that I do believe the way that the program takes an individual through learning about these different apps, whether it's, Trello or the other ones. I had no knowledge of those, and I deal with computers and programs all the time. But I think you have this training takes you through it in a slower pace so that you really get it. And I found if you are having challenges with maybe not being totally up to speed on how to access these apps and utilize them, that you and the staff really have a way of walking, you know, someone through it, so it's not such a scary place. And I found that to be really amazing. And it's funny because I had hired a couple of younger students that had graduated from college, and I was employing them, and I had taken the course and finished it. Well, when these college graduates came in to work, they had been using these apps, and I was thrilled that I knew what they were talking about, because prior to that, I may not have known about those apps, but having gone through the remote work. So what the point I'm getting at is that don't be afraid. It's a great learning experience for an individual and sort of broaden your horizons. And I think everyone, even if you don't have an intention of taking a position with remote work right now, it's just a really getting a certification and having that is just really, I would advise it for anyone to take the course.
Yeah, I love that. And I like how, you know, it seems like this remote work would create additional jobs in our county that we don't have, help us retain people in the county that would, you know, otherwise move away. All right. So Jordan, how does having more remote work accessibility and increased populations within our towns affect visitors?
Yeah, I think it's the education side, accessibility to remote work. You know, there's a couple different sides to it when you're talking about affecting visitors. When I think of visitors, I think of maybe Wi-Fi hotspots so that they could potentially remote work for an extra couple days, maybe buy some more pizza, stay in the area, stay in more hotels for another couple days. So when you look at the tourism side of it through commerce and business, it allows your tourists to potentially stay a little longer in San Juan County and things like that. So having more remote work accessibility also, you know, builds extra jobs for your community. And you have different legs to that economic stool that you're trying to build out there. So it's increasing populations. You're going to see probably an influx moving forward, people moving to rural because of online opportunities.
So, Jordan, do you think that with the initiatives like the Rural Online Initiative, it might encourage people who are visiting to want to stay or relocate to a rural area?
Yeah, I think many, like was mentioned before, love our small communities, love to recreate. Some people just want to get out of the hustle and bustle of where they're living, whether it's Salt Lake or whether it's, you know, Denver, Colorado. I think people are looking to find a little slower pace of life and moving more towards remote work.
We here in San Juan County and in Monticello just opened a beautiful co-working space. It is, I have to say, amazing the way it looks and what they've done to transform it into this co-working space. But it does have private booths where if you are on vacation, you decide maybe you don't want to work at home today because the kids are home from school and there's a lot of activity going on, but that you can come to the co-working space and have a private booth to work in. The internet works great. There's a kitchen, refrigerator, and all those amenities that you would need to be comfortable to work in that space. So we're finding that that might appeal to those who have the, you know, opportunity to work remotely and want to travel and to come here. And maybe if they're in an RV, get out of the RV and come to the co-working space. And I think it may entice people, especially visiting San Juan County, to stay a few days longer, as you had indicated earlier, in our area and stay and enjoy the scenery and the restaurants and get to know the local community. So we've got that information on our economic development page for the co-working space. So I think that gives, you know, remote worker just another opportunity that they don't actually have to sit in their home. They, you know, can get out, enjoy the outdoors, take a break, go ride your bike, go take a hike, and then go back and work. So I love it.
That's exactly right. I think all of us would love to work on the beach somewhere or in San Juan County on one of the bluffs if there was connectivity. But yeah, I agree. Those co-working spaces are fantastic for not only the locals, but those that can bring some of their it builds not only camaraderie, but I think it brings creativity as well. As people communicate in those co-working spaces, they potentially come up with great ideas or maybe business ideas, or, hey, where are you from? Or what are you doing? I think it does grow opportunities for our communities. I'm glad co-working spaces seem like really good places for innovation, for sure.
Well, thank you, Jordan. It's been such a pleasure to have you here. And I wanted to add that, as you know, we've been teasing these many months that we'll be implementing a new program soon where people can send in voice message questions for upcoming podcasts. And now it's live, and you can find it on our website at yoursanjuancountynow.com. That's yoursanjuancountynow.com. You have to look for the little red button that says Speak with Us, and it'll let you record a question to ask us a question. And then we will look forward to hearing from you and hearing your feedback and your comments, and we'll respond. Well, Jordan, we can't thank you enough for being here with us and giving an overview of the online remote work initiative. And I really hope that local residents in the community will look into this and take advantage of it, because it's a program well worth the $40 to sign up, I have to say. So it's been wonderful to have you here and being part of our podcast.
Thanks, Elaine, and thanks, Ben, for having me on the podcast today.
It's our pleasure. We appreciate everything you're doing for rural Utah, for San Juan County. I just want to say, for all those who are listening, feel free to contact us at info@sanjuancounty.org or egisler@sanjuancounty.org with any questions or comments. We'd love to hear from you all. Appreciate you tuning in to San Juan Now. We hope we've given you some valuable information, and look forward to continue to be your source for what's happening in San Juan County.
Our team at the Economic Development Visitor Services Office are grateful to all of you for joining us. And please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Utah's Canyon Country or San Juan County Economic Development and Visitor Services. To stay up to date on everything that's happening in San Juan County, we're trying to keep everyone abreast of all the opportunities and things that are happening. So we thank you again. We appreciate that you're listening. And again, feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions or suggestions for future speakers and guests. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to San Juan Now, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Elaine Gisler and Ben Nielsen, and produced by Relic.